Officials say road accidents are common in Nigeria, Africa's most populous nation. Roads are in poor condition, and so are many vehicles. And people disregard speed limit and traffic rules. Yakubu Atta, spokesman for the Federal Road Safety Corps, says driving in a West African nation has become a major hazard.
We have recalcitrant drivers. The drivers are not comfortable in court of obeying traffic regulations, and we therefore call on other motorists to be very cautious. They should employ what we call defensive driving techniques, because look at the other driver as a madman. If you don't do that, you are ending up to get crashed.
Another striking feature of road traffic in Nigeria is the takeover of the often busy roads by cranky commercial motorcyclists known as Okada riders. The Okadas are the new kings of Nigerian roads, notorious for breaking every traffic rule and intimidating other road users. Inaligu Onako is an Okada rider at the Wuse Market in central Abuja.
We are Okada, we are supposed to obey their low safety, but we Okada, we are not obey anybody because some of us have stronger head and some of us have patient head. For us, we are that Okada. Most of them, they have patient of mind, but most of us, they are not have patient of mind.
Atta, the road safety official, says the authorities are exasperated with the Okada riders and would like to see them off the roads.
Government is very sensitive to its citizens and do not want them to imbibe the use of commercial motorcycle operation to sustain them, because it's not sustaining them. We are losing prominent Nigerians, potential leaders, maimed through road crashes as a result of the negligent and careless attitude of commercial vehicle operators on Nigerian roads, popularly referred to as Okada or going.
Thousands of jobless youth are using the motorbikes to make a living. Riding an Okada is indeed a very dangerous business, as they compete for space on Nigeria's crowded roads, deal with extortion by officials, and often a hostile and condescending public. Onako says the government should do something urgently to ease the plight of Okada riders like him.
The government can help us to create job for us, because most of us, we are not happy to do this job.
Despite the problems, residents say Okadas are here to stay. They offer cheaper and more convenient modes of transportation and a quick and easy form of employment in a country straining to create jobs. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.